This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Friday, 8 March, year of our Lord, 2024. We're here for the second hour. Of course, we've got two tonight. You're not going to want to miss. Coach Tuberville joins us. Coach.
First of all, Steve, what does the K stand for? Stephen K. Bannon.
I would say King, but it's Kevin.
Kevin.
I'm just a Mick. Just working.
I've always wondered that.
Just a working class. I'm just a working class Mick. You, the folks in Alabama are some of the greatest patriots, common sense, hardworking. You've got to get it on to make a living down there. What is their response to what they heard last night?
Well, a majority of the people, as you just said, and I heard you talking when I first came in, a majority of the people in the South and in Alabama are middle class. You know, they work every day. They get up, go to work, earn a living, try to do best for their kids and get them in a good education and all those things. They're all disappointed. But they knew what was coming. I think we all knew what was coming. It was an hour-long speech last night that was a campaign speech. It was a pep rally. I've been to thousands of pep rallies in my past history of coaching, that was a pep rally.
But he had to do that. He had to do that to shut down the Michelle Obama talk on his side.
He needed he did. I mean,
it's Trump versus Biden now, no doubt. That's all. Game on.
He's not getting out.
Put that to bed.
He was trying to prove to the people in his base, hey, listen, I'm here. I'm here to stay. Yeah. I got the energy. And I was real close to him. I sat just behind all of his cabinet, and his eyes were open, and he was reading so fast, I couldn't keep up with it at times. You know,
so in the room, it seemed, because on TV, it seemed like they had a certain amount of time they could keep him awake or jack him up on Adderall, but it had to get through. It was a jackhammer. Had to get through it.
81 standing ovations, and I think sometimes it really got him out of his rhythm. But the main thing for him and his base and his campaign team and all of his staff was, hey, just get up there, go through it, show them that you've got some spark, because it's going to take spark to beat our buddy Donald Trump. You know that, because it's going to be a fight. It's not going to be a hide-in-the-basement get-together for the next 8 months. It's not going to be.
We've had a couple of we had Scott Bessent, one of the smartest hedge fund guys in the world, on here just to break it down of the economics. He calls Biden's policy a maximalist policy of no return, the spending, what the Fed's doing, all of it. You were one of the great courageous voices on this Ukraine fiasco, in the border fiasco a couple of weeks ago. As you see, we're passing this whole thing now. It's going to be a $2 trillion deficit this year. The one you're going to work on now is going to be another $2 trillion. We now know, we called this 6 months ago, Bank of America just came out, did the numbers. Right now, $1 trillion every 100 days.
Yeah.
It's the contrast couldn't be more stark. But the lived experience of that middle class and working class in Alabama, Biden's telling us it's all roses and things are great and people are loving it. What do you think the reality is?
Well, what concerns me is I just came over to your office here from the Capitol, and we're all on the Senate floor. We're working today. We've got a bunch of things that we have to vote on. But what concerns me, Steve, is we're looking at new tax reform. Now, there's some good things in it for business people, but it's 50.
I hate this bill.
It's $50 to $60 billion more for child tax credit. You know, and we can't do that. We can't afford it. And I hear some of my colleagues go, "Well, you know, let's pass this thing, and we turn around next year and we revisit it." Wait a minute. Ronald Reagan said, you know, a policy that you do in the federal government, a temporary is not temporary, it's permanent.
But let's talk, this is the House. They've had to jam it through over 24 hours, and we said the analysis shows you in the child tax credits is that it could go up to a trillion. If it kept up, it could
trillions.
Walk us through that, because I said, this is the, guys, we don't have the ability to have tax cuts, even if it's got some good stuff in the small business. We're a small business entrepreneur, but even if it's got some one-year good stuff for small business, this thing lays another thing, could be another $1 trillion that we haven't even calculated in on the deficit.
It's like 10 years, it could reach as much as $2 trillion. Add that.
In addition to everything else.
In addition. Just this.
So when people are debating this, how do they even rationally say, we got to do this?
Well, I don't know what happened in the House. They got a lot of votes in the House. I asked some of my friends,
how it was 300, vo- 300 yeah, votes.
How do y'all vote for this? And, you know, it got kicked out by a retiring chairman of one of the committees, and I think he wanted to run it through. But
they also wanted to show the small business, we got your back, and they didn't want to get hit by the media saying you're a Charles Dickens character but not caring for the poor, right? So they're afraid of the media. It's the reason they didn't use their leverage to shut down the government if you didn't shut down the border. What is it up here that takes good men and women when they were, and they all of a sudden they become cowards when they get here? What is it about this system that turns even good people into kind of wimps?
Yeah, been here 3 years, and I thought, you know, we get here and we don't have control of anything. We got to play defense. We got people on our side that's coming up with these bills. Why? I mean, number one, they're not going to help. They're going to hurt anything that we do. Let's fight back against what they're pushing. If we want to do a tax reform bill, let's do it this time next year, when the Trump tax credits come due, have some leverage, do something.
That's going to be a huge fight to get those reinstalled.
Oh my God! But we'd have leverage next year. But we pass this, we won't have any leverage. I mean, it is. It's going to be very, very tough to, because you heard him last night. Oh, you know, my predecessor gave away the farm, you know, with all these tax cuts to the rich, the 1%. By the way, I can remember when COVID hit. I was campaigning for this job, and I'm thinking, thank God President Trump had our economy strong. It was rolling.
Ripping.
It would hit now, oh, my God,
Steve. It would be over. Because they have no capacity to do anything.
But what'd they do? They turned around when they got in office. They passed this COVID relief bill. I'm thinking, what, $1.5 trillion, $2 trillion? And what they did? They paid off all their blue governors, mayors, paid all their bills off, got them flush with cash. And now, of course, this goofball in California, Newsom, he's already spent all of his, and he's $50 billion in debt again. I mean, you can't. We can't sustain this. It's going to be over if President Trump doesn't get in. It's sad to say. I've seen this thing crumble from the inside out.
Talk to us about that. Because you came here as one of the most successful coaches in college football, as one of the toughest jobs, a revered figure. You come here. It's quite different than what you thought it was going to be, right?
Oh my goodness. You know, it's like half of our caucus is working with the Democrats. Why would we work with them on anything?
Well, when you ask that with Romney, these guys, what is it about them that feel that they? Because if you're working with them on policies that might work, I could understand that. The policies are so radical. Yeah. I come at this as an investment banker and a finance guy. The policies here are insanity. It can't continue. That's what they're working with them on.
Well, I ask myself all the time, our side that believes in some of this stuff, and what the left believes in. They see the world in a different way. They see that, hey, we don't worry about debt. You know, we don't worry about anything other than just taking care of everything. But we're not taking care of the American people. There's not one thing that Joe Biden has done to help the American people. Now, he's pulled the wool over their eyes. Most of our money is going over our borders to these foreign wars that he's created himself, and which is going to be a disaster. I don't know whether we can get out of the Middle East when we can get out of Ukraine when President Trump gets in, because he's going to defund it. But, you know, I just sat there last night. I said, I'm going to go in with an open mind, just listen and see what he says.
So you weren't going to go as a partisan. No. Let me hear what the guy says.
State of the Union, that's what he's supposed to be talking about. But there was no State of the Union speech. It was about, hey, this is what we've done. We're going to continue to ram it down their throats, the American people. It's our way or the highway. And, you know, the one thing positive about that speech last night was he made it through it. Now, he had some stumbles, and the Lake and Riley deal was atrocious. The young man that was arrested last night for hollering out his son's name.
The father of
By the way, I think he's still in jail. If you're president, or I'm president, and you go, what was that? Well, it was a Gold Star father that hollered my son's name. Where's he at? He's in jail. Get him out right now. Let him go. Bring him over and let him see me.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I mean, it's ridiculous.
What about the attack? This has never happened in American history, even during the contentious run-up to the Civil War. He attacked to their face the Supreme Court of the United States. How did that set with you?
Oh, I'm thinking these people are sitting right here. Do you know they're here? You shook their hand when you came in, and he panders to his base. He panders to all these far left people that are actually on another planet, and it's not planet Earth. They think they're on another planet, but it's just sad to see that he is the leader, supposed to be the leader of our country, you know, and that's his court. I mean, that's the people that he's going to have. But by the way, he doesn't listen to them anyway. You know, student loans. You can't do it, Joe. Oh, yeah, we can. Yeah, we're going to do it anyway.
Let's talk about that. It's been ruled unconstitutional. You can't do it. It plays right into it because they're all the credential class, right? These kids took majors that can't get jobs, can't pay it off. He's getting there by doing it in pockets.
Buying votes. All they do is buy votes. That's what the border's about. It's about getting more voters come in, buying votes with student loans. The $5,000 credit last night for first homeowners, that's buying votes. Anything to do to let people know, hey, I'm here to help you as long as you give me
votes. Well, he's destroyed them and enslaved them because of economic policies and the refinancing of this. He's got to refinance a third of this debt every year. It's killing him short term. And that's just he's throwing that out to make them feel better. It'll never pass. It'll never happen because, once again, it'll be another $2 trillion program we can't afford.
But it goes to show you the ignorance of the other side. They're all clapping and yelling. I mean, this is going to happen. Yeah. Hey, you got to pay for it. You people up there clapping have got to pay for it.
What about the lie, the direct lie, that he's going to attack? He never goes after the billionaires. They tried that last year at the beginning. It lasted 2 weeks. The billionaires run the Democratic Party. It's the party of the wealthy.
It's his base.
It's his base. But he throws out some of this total nonsense. Even Elon Musk came and said, he taxed me 25%. It's going to be a drop. Now, I do believe you got to tax the super wealthy in a different structure. But he's just an outright lie. The Democrats are the ones that will never do it.
No. They will never step across that line. And you're right. Something needs to be done to show people, hey, everybody's paying their fair share. But there's no common sense, Steve. I mean, that you asked me since I've got here for 3 years. I look around at all these nerds I'm dealing with. I mean, there's no common sense. Most of them never had a job. Joe Biden's never had a job. He's never had to worry about.
Can you imagine spending from 29 to when he was in his 70s? In that body and doing that every day?
Oh, my gosh.
Tell people about it, but it's not what an adult does, right?
Yeah, well, I get up today. You know, I've been doing this 3 years, and I'm an organized person because if you're a football coach or in the business that I've been in or anybody that's in the business world, if you're going to be successful, you got to understand what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, and then it's got to be to the second, to the minute, what you're doing. I got up this morning. I got no clue what we're doing today. And we're getting ready to possibly shut the government down. I mean, these clowns over here now.
This earmarks thing is getting to be. But that the earmarks, and we fought for 10 years to get rid of it, but it kind of misses the point. It is, and I'm not an earmarks guy, but it kind of misses the point because it's a $2.5 trillion deficit. We're not talking about programmatically taking it on, but this is that going to actually end up shutting down the government, this fight over that?
No, I don't think it will. I think obviously it will pass because you'll have a lot of Republicans that will vote for it. But if we get to a vote, because we're having a standstill over in the Senate over amendments. Because there's about three amendments that will be voted on before we vote closure on that bill, you know, for the minibus. But they don't want these amendments because they're bad votes for their side. And so they're holding strong. But wait a minute, they got a big meeting in South Florida tonight raising big money. So they got to figure
the Democrats.
Democrats. Right. So they got to figure a way to get out of this
and get on a plane
and get the votes done, and not shut down their government because hey, shut the government down. It's your fault. We just want these three votes. We'll see how smart Mr. Schumer is today.
Can we keep you for a few minutes after the break? Okay.
Sure.
I don't want to take you away from everything. Okay. Make sure you go to Birch Gold. You want to see the end of the dollar empire? Go get the 4-part series. I'm coming up with the 5th free installment. That is the central bank digital currency. Remember, the BRICS nations, they're buying gold at record rates. They're de-dollarizing. What is our Federal Reserve doing? Besides printing money and monetizing the debt, they're working on a central bank digital currency. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team. Short commercial break. The senator from Alabama, Coach Tommy Tuberville, thank you so much for being here. He's going to stick with us. We're going to talk more about the United States Senate and also the upcoming campaign. Short commercial break. Back in a moment.
10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their service and their values as a company. They are an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I am proud and the War Room posse is proud to partner with them. For Black Friday, Patriot Mobile wants to give you a brand new smartphone when you make the switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. Let me repeat that, without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and much more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, and for a limited time, get a smartphone for free. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. That's FRIDAY76. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, we're talking about a free smartphone. Offer is eligible only with the Black Friday promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me. Make that switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. Promo code FRIDAY76.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back. Coach Tarver, let's go back to what's happening over there, because it's hung up. When you say tough votes, these are quite interesting amendments. It's on deporting illegal alien. Well, first of all, they all have been deported, but this is specific. You commit a crime, you go, right? So no more Lake and Riley's. And then there's another one on illegal immigration. Oh, about counting them in the census.
Census or anything to do with redistricting. Yeah. People need to know that when you come in this country, when they count for census or redistricting, they count bodies. They don't count citizens. So these people and these 325.
This was Stephen K. Bannon's one of his biggest fights in the White House that we eventually lost because he just didn't take a tough enough line.
325,000 people were flown, mostly to red states, by the way.
Yep.
These, flown over our borders.
You think there's a specific program by the Biden regime to actually do this?
No doubt. I've been on planes, Steve, coming from the border, set next to illegals. I go through TSA. I'm a United States senator. I got to go through, be searched, and I see them pull a bus up, and they'll march them up steps, and they don't even go through TSA. I mean, it's a different world we live in.
You thought when you came here that your common sense, you had a hard job for a long time, but you saw the world, you knew people, you knew young men. You knew coming from Alabama, a great patriotic country, state, you thought that your common sense would be the would get traction here.
Yeah.
But it's the exact opposite.
Oh, I come up here to fight for education, which is a disaster. Unions have ruined it. The government education. We need school choice. If we don't get it, our inner city kids, most minorities, have no chance if we don't get away from this unionization. The other thing in my state, and I'm on the ag committee, is farmers. Not one word was said about farmers last night. And, Steve, we are going to lose them by the droves after this year. Prices are up 28%, input costs for farmers. We can't get a farm bill done. I mean, the Democrats don't want to do it. They want to raise, the SNAP cards and welfare, but they don't want to give the farmers any more money. So we'll kick that can down the road to next year. And hopefully get a better farm bill.
The farmers, by the way, in Texas, I hear from Sid Miller, the agriculture, that the Biden administration's 20% of the farmland in Texas, I think, is gone because of the climate change cult of what they're doing and taking back the farmland. Are we going to have a farmers' revolt in this country like they're having in Europe?
I asked Secretary of Agriculture last week, Vilsack. I said, Mr. Secretary, this is an open hearing. I said, are you seeing what's happening in Europe with all the farmers? He said, well, that really has nothing to do with us. I said, wait a minute. It's called regulation. You are climate changing these folks to death. You're putting more regulation on these people. They can't make money. Why in the hell would they do it? I mean, I think most Democrats think the crops are grown outside of Walmart, and then they just bring them in. They don't understand farming. And most of the big farms can't do what what we need done, it takes all the small farmers to get it done, and they are running them out of business so fast.
I've given out all my copies. In fact, I gave Prime Minister Viktor Orban my last copy yesterday. I met with him. He's meeting with President Trump right now. If we can get, Cameron, if we can pull up White Rural Rage. Have you heard about this book? I'm going to get you a copy.
Yeah, I need a copy.
The author, no, it's a professor and a journalist went and done all this analysis, and they're saying the subtitle is Threat to Democracy. They're saying the white farmers in this country are the single biggest threat to democracy in this country. They're the most racist, nativist, the ones with conspiracy theories. Give me your now. I do think they make a point that it's buried. They don't know they make it. They make the point that policies and our policies have to be more aggressive for the farmers. We're not doing enough for the farmers. We're not doing particularly enough for the small farmers, which is still the backbone of the country.
Yeah. Well, the person that did more for farmers was President Trump. Now, he hurt them early because of
the tariffs with
tariffs.
China.
Yeah, tariffs. Yeah. But he turned around and he bailed them out. He helped them.
Yeah.
And I tell you, they're all 100% for President
Trump. They're 100%. Well, that's where the book's out.
Yeah.
They want to break that.
But this climate stuff is nonsense.
So you're a common sense guy.
Yeah.
Right? Big education guy. You've been around universities all your life. When you come and hear the presentations, when they come and present to you, is it nonsense? I mean, is it just voodoo?
Oh, the climate?
Yeah.
Oh, it's biggest hoax in the world. I mean, it's all a money grab. Because I would
probably... And you can say that objectively. Now, sitting up here and hearing the presentation.
No, I've seen seven...
You came in here with open mind to say...
Oh, yeah, open mind. We come in here at our budget's about near $5 trillion a year. What we run on, you know. We've spent since I've been here, and I hadn't voted for any of $7 trillion more than that since we've been here, right? I would say 25% of that, Steve, is gone to climate change. I mean, it is the biggest hoax in the world. I mean, you've got this clown, Kerry, that...
John Kerry.
He doesn't know what day it is most of the time. I think he's right behind Joe Biden. And, I mean, he's pushed this narrative along with these money grabbers like Clinton and Gore and all the Democrats. I mean, it is all a money grab. This EV car system, you're seeing it now. It's crashing and burning. They can't get anything out of the solar and the wind.
Nobody wants to buy it.
I lived in West Texas, coached at Texas Tech. I had a wind turbine, huge one, in my backyard, a couple hundred yards. You could hear it going around.
Because you're a conservationist. Yeah. Say, hey, if I can do it.
Hey, farmers are the biggest conservationists in the world. It's their land.
If they cut their input costs, they'll do it, right? If it's free.
But if the wind's not blowing on that turbine behind me, it's got an electric generator running. Yeah. Yeah. That's fueled by gas and oil. I mean, you just have to take a deep breath sometimes and see how deep of a hole these people have dug.
Have they presented you any information or data or analysis that would make you say some of this climate change stuff might be logical, or is it just all presented as essentially financial economic voodoo?
Yeah, they don't know enough about it. Now, you can get some of these big scientists come in and try to push, but you look at the graphs and the narratives that they bring in.
It's all gun dust.
It's a hoax. I'm telling you, it is a huge hoax. We're all for our air, our water, taking care of what we do, but they're making money off this. And again, that's the Democrat Party. They want to make money off everything they do.
You probably don't have a more patriotic state than Alabama. Talk to me about where I say there's three converging crises. The 10 million illegal alien invaders on this guy's watch, they've got to be deported. Number two is the financial crisis that's coming.
You can see the
debt. And then you've got the geopolitical, World War III starting on the rim of the Eurasian landmass. You've been very adamant about this. Walk me through where you think we stand geopolitically right now, and what can we do to keep ourselves out of these forever wars that are now going kinetic.
Well, first of all, we got to close the border. We got no choice. We got to close it. We can't continue to let people in, fly them in, however they're doing it. Our debt is our biggest national security threat. We can't pay it, and they don't think they have to pay it back. I mean, every day it's something about a new bill. We're going to spend $10 billion, $20 billion, $50 billion. I mean, it's always something coming up. I'm going, who's going to vote against all this stuff? And then, of course, you got the wars that they're trying to start. Victoria Nuland started the Ukraine war. 2014.
She resigned because she sees the possibility of Trump coming back. She wants to get out of town.
She's running for cover because the Ukraine's getting the heck beat out. They can't win. They couldn't win in a month of Sundays. It's a junior high team playing a college team. Russia was not where they thought that they were a beaten military.
Right.
now we have pushed them to China. They built their military.
Well, is anybody in the Senate talk about the key problem they got is Zelensky can't get the 500,000 new troops. The two generals said, if we don't get this, it's not about American weapons. We need 27-year-old men. We need 27-year-old men.
Yeah.
Right? And the mothers and fathers don't want to do it. They're buying their way out because they don't want their kids killed on something that's not going to happen.
We can't get an accounting, Stephen. I'm on Armed Services Committee, too. We can't get an accounting where the money's going, why. I guarantee you that some of the $60 billion is sending over mercenaries, our kids, paying them to fight over there. That's going to be some of my questioning when we get Secretary Austin back.
You're telling me that you can't get a straight answer on the use of proceeds and kind of where this money's going.
No.
Pentagon can't give you an accounting of where our money's going to, $120 billion, where it's going today?
Not just Ukraine, but any of the money. I mean, there's no accountability of any of the military budget. I mean, they'll give you, blocks and pieces of it, but, they just can't, okay, here's the list of what the money was spent on. They don't know where it's going. It's $1 trillion. You know how much $1 trillion is? I mean, it's gotten so out of whack. And now, before we get done, this deal over in Gaza, I'm building this mobile port, and we're going to He's pandering to his base.
You're like me. We're pro-Israel, but being a naval 100%. Officer, I'm telling you, you build that. You're this is like Reagan, who he said the biggest mistake was putting those troops into Beirut.
Yeah,
this is the equivalent. Now it's not just the Red Sea and it's out in the Mediterranean. You're hardwired into Gaza.
Oh yeah. Hardware.
You see nothing good coming out of that?
Well, we keep funding everybody. We're funding Ukraine.
We're on every side
of
the trade.
We're funding Iran, by the way, by not putting the sanctions on, not blockade, all that. And then we're funding Hamas behind the scenes. And then, of course, we want to help Israel. But they're not fighting to win. They're fighting for survival now. I'm telling you, because they got people getting ready to gang up on them. But I guarantee you what's getting ready to happen. I'm hearing rumors. 400,000 to 600,000 of these Palestinians in Gaza, we're going to fly them in here and make them citizens. That's the next thing
you're
going to happen.
You're making news here. Hit us with that again.
Well, think about it. They're not going to take them in.
Egypt not going to do it.
No, they're not going to take
Jordan
them in. Well,
says,
they know who they are.
Jordan says, no thanks. We kicked them out. No thanks.
The Saudis aren't going to take them. Nobody wants them. And so what's going to happen is old Joe, to win back his base, because a lot of them have gotten killed, said, okay, we'll bring in 500,000 to 600,000 of them. We'll fly them in. I mean, he doesn't even have to tell us he's doing it. Did he tell us about 325,000 he's flown in? No. They do things and don't tell you. And so they'll bring them in, like the ones that Obama brought into Minneapolis and Minnesota and, all the, was it Somalians, I think?
Somalians,
yeah. Brought all those people in.
We got Omar because of that.
Yeah. Well, get ready. Here they come.
And they had the protest vote, so he knows Michigan's in play in Minnesota if he doesn't achieve two.
And by the way, they hate us. You know, I was in a meeting last week with a young man that's been fighting for the last 3 months in Gaza. And he said, I go into schools and see nothing but hate for Israel, and it says America next. That's what they teach these kids over there. I mean, it is indoctrination, and Hamas is controlling that whole area.
The whole deal.
And it's a shame. I hate it for those people over there. But they have nothing, but they put these people in charge, and they're paying the price for it.
Social media and website, where do people go find out more about you?
Oh, just TurbervilleForSenate.com.
Okay.
I mean, I don't do a whole lot of that. Other than I try to do shows like y'all and try to get out there.
You're a beloved figure in this audience. Well, you got to know that. You know why? Your common sense, decency, and toughness.
Fight, Steve. We got to fight. I mean, this is not a boxing match. This is a fight
for the country. Coach Tuberville, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Honored to have you on here all the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Short break. Back. Matt Schlapp. Going to CPAC next.
Beware, when's the last time you checked your home title? Never, right? Cybercriminals may have already forged your name off your home's title. His name is on your home's title. He's going to take out loans using your equity. You won't know until foreclosure notices show up for unpaid home loans he took out on your house. Now, I rely on Home Title Lock to protect my home's title. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Let me repeat that. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Question, has some criminal taken over your title? Find out for free when you sign up, code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free comprehensive scan of your title and 30 days of legendary home title lock protection. Let me repeat that. You get a free comprehensive scan and 30 days of legendary home title lock protection. This is all free. Go to Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com and put in promo code Bannon. That's HomeTitleLock.com and put in promo code Bannon. Take action today. Take the angst of this off of your plate. Don't let these cyber bandits, these cyber thugs, coupled with artificial intelligence, mess with your home equity. Action, action, action.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back, Congressman Tim Burchett. Congressman, first off, you know, the War Room posse is, they love you. You're one of the biggest stars we got. The question I got was, why is Burchett rubbing up on Joe Biden? And Biden came back, what, two, three times to talk to you again? Please tell us, explain this one to us, sir.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know he's medicated, and he has a very limited time. I was told by a member of the medical profession in the Democratic Party that he probably had about 55 minutes. So Matt Gaetz and Boebert are standing over there beside me, and Matt says, Burchett, do one of your endless stories, and let's see if you can double the time you delayed him from last year. So I leaned over to him and I said, Mr. President, I said, my brother used to have a 1972 Chevy Corvette, had a 350 in it. And he says, really? And I said, yeah. I said, a girl asked me out one time to a Sadie Hawkins dance. And so my brother let me take it. I said, that was 1980. And then I said, I peeled out in the parking lot of Brunswick Billiards. And then I said, I started talking about the vet and how it peeled out. And then I said, you know, my wife and I really like chocolate chip ice cream. And then he just looked at me like, wow. And he goes, really? He said, so he started talking about chocolate chip ice cream. And then he asked me if he could have Kelly's phone number. And I thought, you creepy old dude, I'm not going to swap wives with you. And then he got away from me, and Matt said something like, see if you can get him back, Burchett, or something. But then he came back and he started, and I said something, hey, have you seen those new Corvettes? And he said, yeah. He said, man, they're nice. And I said, yeah. I said something about they kind of remind me of Ferrari or something. And then I said, man, they're really fast. And he said, yeah. He said, they'll go 0 to 60. And he goes like this. And he paused, just this awkward pause. And he said, in 1 second. And I was like, what? I was like, man, your eyeballs would be pulled out your ear holes, you know, that kind of speed, you know, this is like fighter jet stuff. And then he goes, they're electric. And I said, I ain't no fan of those electric ones. And then I just turned. I turned from him at that point, and then it was over. But it was interesting. And, you know, because everybody wants to, people talk to him about national policy things. That ain't, he doesn't have a clue about what's going on. He didn't know the little Lakin girl. He didn't know anything. He is completely clueless. It is beyond belief, really. And it's a sad.
Your constituents, because he painted a very rosy picture. We've been going through the economics all this morning with some of the smartest guys on Wall Street. He painted a very rosy picture in how his policies were working for middle class and working class people. Your constituents, what feedback did you get on that topic this morning, sir?
They said he is a liar. He is a liar. I mean, I'm with working people all the time. They're my best friends. They eat at my house. We go to the Mexon, our little Mexican restaurant that's attached to an Exxon. That's what we call it, the Mexon. And those people all got their names on their shirts, Mr. Bannon, and they're fans of yours and they're fans of mine. And the reason they are is because we don't give them a bunch of BS. And it's tougher for them to feed a family. I see those people after church on Sunday, and they come by the table one after the other and says the exact same thing. We are struggling under this White House. What can we do to get him out? I said, you better vote for Trump. That's the only way we're going to save this country at this point. We are so far down the tubes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's such a dramatic difference. I mean, the good thing last night, Biden sealed up the nomination. I mean, it's not going to be Michelle Obama. All that talk's going to go away. He sold his constituents. He sold the audience he had to sell, which was these radical Democrats. But walk me through, what would your advice be to President Trump? It's game on now. Tim Burchett, the folks in East Tennessee, what would they tell Trump what he's got to do to win this?
I would say talk about the border. And just keep talking about the border. That's the issue. That's the issue everywhere I go. But I would work that into the $400 billion a year that we're paying to house these people and everything else, not including the fentanyl, not including the murders, not including the everything else, the cost to our schools, our systems, and everything else. And I would talk about fiscal responsibility and how it affects our economy. And I would put it in a very short, concise format that the president's very good at speaking to working class people. And I put myself in that. I'm not a very learned man. I mean, it took me 6 years to get to the University of Tennessee, and I didn't drink or smoke pot. So, you know, I'm not at the top of the intellectual scale like yourself. I was never naval officer material. But I think I would talk about how things were under his leadership and the Republican-controlled Congress. And talk about the economy then versus the economy now, because people are struggling. You go to the store now; it's a sad state of affairs.
When you talk about fiscal responsibility, do you think you and your colleagues? I know you guys are fighting over there, but we're going to do these mini buses. We just had Coach Tuberville over here. This thing's going to get through the Senate. We're not going to shut down the government. Do you think the House Republicans, as a body, have been fiscally responsible?
Hell no. And that's why my friend Matt Gaetz said today, we were sort of, little group was convalescing over in the corner. And he said, we need a game plan. We've got 23, I'm sort of paraphrasing Matt. I'm not as eloquent as he is or learned. But he said, you know, we've got 23 dadgum elections out here. We need to start working in these and putting people that think like we do and that know we're in a make or break situation. People that have the guts to shut the government down if we don't get a border situation cleaned up. And, you know, everybody's wearing the buttons last night, and I get it. I didn't wear any buttons because this Congress does not have the guts to do what needs to be done. They do not have the guts. They do not have the guts to shut the government down. And they'll go home and talk, but dadgummit, I wish people would use that as a litmus test. Because, you know, Reagan shut it down 8 times and nobody was, you don't even hear about it. You know, it's the tool we have in our arsenal. Let's use it. I think the American people would support that. We can make the case for it.
Congressman, what's your website and social media? You're obviously a big fan of this audience. People want to know how to follow you.
At Tim Burchett is my ex. And I get the Bannon bump every time I'm on there. Mr. Bannon, if I can, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of country folks, working class folks in the 2nd Congressional District and all over Tennessee, for that matter, that hang on what you say. And I just want to thank you for that. You served our country and our military, and you're serving it now. And people love you because you're putting the truth out there. It's unbridled. Well, and you have the president's ear, our president, President Trump. And we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I got the easiest job in the world. We have a platform and we let guys like you and Coach Tuberville and Scott Bessent and Boebert on. It's easy. But we're always going to be there for them to make sure they get the real information. So thank you, Congressman. Well, obviously, tell everybody back there. We love them and got their back.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir. 2nd Congressional District, we got your back. All of Tennessee. Love the volunteer state. Matt Schlapp, CPAC, was kind of a preamble to this. I had a chance to speak to Prime Minister Orban yesterday in a one-on-one, and he was talking about CPAC coming to Hungary. But what is your first take? Give me your hot take on what we saw last night, sir.
Well, I think the hot take is you have it exactly right, which is I want to run against Joe Biden. And I think everyone's trying a little too hard to help the left activists in his coalition to make this case. They need to replace him because he's lost his marbles. The key is with Joe Biden is he never had his marbles. Anybody who hung around the Senate knew that he was considered to be one of the dumbest senators. He's mean, he's got a short temper. You know, he's been all over the map on a lot of issues, doesn't have a lot of much of an internal compass. So I'm glad that he passed this test. I'm really proud of him for getting up to the rostrum, Steve. I was thinking he was going to take the short steps and maybe speak from the actual floor of the House of Representatives because he couldn't quite make those steps. But he did just enough where I think you have it exactly right. We're running against Joe Biden unless he dies. We're running against Joe Biden, and that's what Hunter Biden wants, and that's what Jill Biden wants. And I'm telling you, every Trump supporter should want that too.
Orban was talking about CPAC. What you've done, and remember, President Trump's comeback started in CPAC Orlando. What we talked about with Prime Minister Orban is the CPAC Dallas, where he kind of laid out the roadmap
yes.
of what globally populist nationalists have to do, and a roadmap of the kind of the soft power, where he says he spends 50% of his time. Talk to me about the importance, because you can see something metastasizing around the world now. Whether it's the one you did in Mexico, in Brazil, the ones in Hungary,
right.
The ones in Japan. Talk to me about why are you guys doing this? What's the benefit, particularly to populist nationalists here in the United States?
Well, I think the key is that there was this kind of 1980s takeover of thought, and it was called conservatism and fusionism, and they had all this terminology that they used, and there was a set of beliefs we were all supposed to just, you know, adhere to, and it was a lot about a freedom, free markets, no tariffs, et cetera. And then reality hit a lot of people and hit Hungary and hit smaller states that were getting throttled by organizations like the EU or WHO or the UN or you name it, or the regime in Beijing. And they've come to realize that there's a commonality amongst people who are philosophically conservative and well-versed in all the logic and the thinking behind our principles. But then there are people that are governing things. And what I love about Prime Minister Orban, my guess is you get the same sense, which is he lives with 2 feet in reality. He's a plenty well-read, learned man, but he's got 2 feet in reality. He is fighting a war every day with the EU, and he's helping mentor some of these other people in these other countries. You should know, Steve, that I think we're making tremendous progress in Spain, which you've covered on your show. Obviously, we have a prime minister in Italy that is just being threatened and leveraged every which way by the globalists, and she's hanging in there and doing a good job, mostly on the things that we care about. And we're seeing, other countries around Hungary. We had a little setback in Poland, but other countries, they're believing in this idea that ordinary folks with not as much power as George Soros and the rest, if we band together, we can win. And it's really starting to happen. I know you understand this because you travel a lot, but this is a big thing going on around the globe, which is globalism is literally facing setbacks from people who are coordinating. And it's starting right here in America, and it's starting with people like you, and it's starting with the people that support CPAC.
Matt, where do people get your social media? I know Mercedes is always thrilled about this. Where do they get your social media, and where
do
they go to find out more about CPAC Hungary, and CPAC 2025 is going to be, I think, the biggest in CPAC history. I'm calling that shot now. Where do people go to find out more about it?
You're just trying to raise the bar, Steve. I know you. We're going to go to Spain. We're going to go to Italy. We're going to go to the Balkans. We might be going to some other countries. We definitely have CPAC Hungary coming up. Go to CPAC.org. Wow. To find out where all these are, including Australia, when these are going to be, including Australia and Japan and Korea. And you can follow me at M Schlapp.
Fantastic. And we're going to get the live streams from all that, coordinate it all. Matt Schlapp, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
By the way, did you give your Twitter account? Was that the Twitter account?
Yeah, that's the Twitter account. That's the one where it's the number one source of friction in my marriage is Twitter. I really got it. Or X. You know, the problem with calling it X is I could be an X if I tweet too much.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Just call it Twitter. Okay, Matt, thank you so much. We're going to get all over these international CPACs, particularly leading up to the European parliamentary election. It'll be very big. You saw today had Scott Bessent. He put it between your eyes on this maximalist point of no return strategy. That's Biden. That's why gold hit an all-time high, 2190 earlier. Backed off a little bit. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go there now. Check it out.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a four-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, at 6 o'clock, I'm going to have Harnwell. We're going to go through, I'm going to talk about these gladiator schools, what the ruling yesterday in Italy, why it's so big, the acquittal, how we're ramping this up here in the United States. Also, be able to talk about maybe where else we're going to play. We're planting the flag in Europe. Going to have this, this is going to be international, globalist for the populist nationalist movement. How's that? Country by country. We'll talk all about that. Charlie Kirk follows us at noon. You got Charlie, he's on fire. You got Poso. Then you've got Miranda Kahn, and you got Tara Dalton. Then we're back here at 5 o'clock, and then, of course, over at Lindell TV. We're up at 6, and that's followed by Lou Dobbs. So, man, this is a killer slate, and we are going to be on fire today. Jace Medical, want to make sure everybody's at the Ramparts. We got a big fight ahead of us. It's game on now. 2024 kicked off officially last night with Biden's throwdown. Want to make sure everybody... Everybody understands Jace Medical, as the Chinese Communist Party has controlled the supply chains, particularly for active pharmaceutical ingredients. Don't get caught up. Go to jacemedical.com. They built an entire business around making sure that you've got your medicine when you need them, not when the Chinese Communist Party says you can have them. Jacemedical.com. Also, Home Title Lock, Joe Allen. We're trying to get Joe on. We're so crammed for other stuff, but man, he's got some stuff he's working on. One of the worst is the combination of cyber and artificial intelligence is making these bandits, state actors and non-state actors, look at that $6 trillion in home equity and lick their chops over it. Right now, go to HomeTitleLock.com. Immerse yourself in information. Don't let some bandit take out a second mortgage hard money loan on yours. HomeTitleLock.com. Immerse yourself. Aaron Czar, speaking of that, cyber, the government listening, non-state actors listening. Everybody can get into these devices, and we can't have that happen. Silent, your company, SLNT.com. How does that protect us?
It's as simple as everyone has a phone, whether you have an Android, an iPhone, or a Motorola. Even turned off or in airplane mode, they're still emitting and receiving signal. So there's really no way to escape. Our products are as simple as making Faraday sleeves like this. It's a patented solution. You drop your phone inside, magnetically snapshot, and you're instantly blocking cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, RFID, and NFC, as well as EMP. So you really have this ultimate tool for what's going on in the world right now. So anyone, especially the War Room posse and anyone listening to this, if you don't have a silent Faraday sleeve, then you're hanging yourself out to dry and be really vulnerable. It's you know, simple as that. You like your freedom? Reclaim it.
And there's no doubt in your mind that they're all over these phones. They're listening, watching, taking your data, all of it, all the time. Unless you've got some way to hermetically seal it, you expose yourself?
100%. I mean, our phones, like, as I said, if you put it in airplane mode or you turn it off, it's still findable. It's still located. It transfers and receives information. You can't take the power source out of it. You're not unplugging something out of the wall. You're not removing the battery. There's backup batteries inside of it. So, yeah, it's a GPS tracking device, listening device. It's, you know, it's supercomputer in your product, in your pocket. And, yeah, really, you know, the state of the world and the wars that we're facing, it's the battlefield's extended into your pocket, and people are bringing that home. And that's happening in the U.S., from government overreach to corporate overreach to bad state actors. So you got to really, like, own your stuff these days and remain sovereign and, you know, hold on to a sliver and autonomy. So if you get a phone sleeve like this, you could drop any phone inside here and you're instantly off the grid. No one can find you. No one can track you from point A to point B. That's your business. You could have ultimate privacy whenever you want with a product like this. That's it right there.
Where do they go?
If you head to SLNT.com.
Where do they go? Where's SLNT.com? Yep.
That's it. Simple as that. SLNT.com. Use code BANNON at checkout. I promise everyone listening to this that this is be one of the most impactful tools that you bring into your life and your family's lives, your business lives. Anything you do, if you have a phone, which you do, you have to have one of these days. It's 2024. The scope of the world and what we're facing is absolutely nuts.
SLNT.com, promo code BANNON. Put that in. Get the discount. Aaron Czar, you're fighting for America and for our citizens. Thank you so much, brother. I want everybody to go to the day. Check it out.
Thank you, brother.
Regain your own sovereignty. Regain your own sovereignty. Lindell, you've been blowing through the country. I don't know if you got a chance to see it last night. It's Trump versus Biden. What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? Well, we've got to secure our election platforms, and he's going to overrun the algorithms, and he's going to win by a landslide. We need our great real president back. It's great that now everybody needs to get on board with our real president. Even these they call themselves Republicans. They need to. Everybody has to get on board right now. We've got great things going on to secure our elections, and this is it. It's all or nothing. Everything's on the line, everybody. And I'm more optimistic than ever, though, Steve. You know that we've got great things coming next week, and we'll be telling you all about that soon, everybody. And I'm excited. No. I've never been more excited or optimistic than right now.
We're going to get you on tomorrow, and you're going to spend some time talking about what's going to happen on March 15th. Right now, I got about a minute. People want to know. They love the special deals you're giving the Warren Posse. What do you got for us?
Well, we've got this, what we did for the War Room Posse, a box store canceled right before Thanksgiving. All these percale sheets they were going to buy, we're long by about 20,000. I said, you know what? Let's treat the War Room Posse. So the queen size, everybody, $26.98 for a queen size sheet. They're normally $100, and then the king size normally $119. $29.98 for the kings. This is a War Room Posse special. Once the 20,000 is gone, you guys have already got about a third of them. This is a win-win for everybody. Call the 800-873-1062, promo code War Room. And remember, we still have some of the open box slippers left. This was a War Room exclusive, $19.99, everybody. These are the best slippers in history. I told you all about the technology. $19.99, exclusive War Room special. And then you go to the website. Remember, you can use that promo code War Room on MyPillow.com or MyStore.com for the thousands of USA products over there for helping all the USA entrepreneurs and helping save our country. And you're getting the best products in history to get the best sleep ever, and other products like the My Towels for $29.98, six-pack set. You guys at the War Room have helped me so much. I'm able to tour the country right now and secure our election.
Yeah. 800-873-1062. Mike Lindell, talk to you later. See you tomorrow morning. Charlie Kirk is next. Poso, we're back here at 5. We'll see you back in the War Room then. For War Room veterans, you know we have been all over this supply chain issue with China in medications and the active pharmaceutical ingredients. China has a stranglehold on us where there's a way to break that. Jace Medical. I got an emergency medication kit from them. The FDA just declared a global shortage of medication and warned that critical antibiotics are in extreme short supply across the United States. But you know that because you're a viewer or listener of the show. Now, here's the action you can take to correct.
Do yourself and your family a favor and get your Jace case right now. It's a pack of five prescription antibiotics you'll have on hand for common emergencies. Just visit JaceMedical.com. That's Jace, J-A-S-E, JaceMedical.com. Take a few minutes and fill out the form. Your information will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medication will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. You'll be glad you have the Jace case. Go to Jace Medical, that's one word, J-A-S-E, medical.com, and enter code Bannon at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, medical.com. You know what the problem is because you've watched the show. You can take action and break that problem by going to Jace Medical and get your Jace case today. Action, action, action. .com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. Warroom Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.